Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, of course, to come to you live each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's right, Saturday and Sunday, 8 o'clock streaming at sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio. Straight up, we're all over the world as far as the broadcasting. But I want to mention that broadcast time in Honolulu, Hawaii, the 50th day, baby. That's right, 8 a.m. Honolulu time, Saturday and Sunday, Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the 50th state. Of course, man, Ring Talk Live on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Pacific time. On the East Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And in between, Chicago, it's noon. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In about 3 or 4 minutes, I'll bring in the man, Mr. Las Vegas himself, Mr. John Signorelli. We'll talk boxing. We'll go between the ropes. Between the ropes with Johnny Sign. Of course, we'll get into the UFC in depth, the UFC on Fox. Dustin Poirier, one of my favorite fighters as far as the lightweight divisions, current 155 pounds. He was the winner last night over a former champion, so we'll talk about that in depth. And how I thought that the UFC pulled they had the weigh-in early, and I think that was no coincidence, the fact that Jose Aldo had to make 145 pounds, that they had the weigh-in early. A little early. Anyway, he was the winner over Jeremy Stevens, sort of a guaranteed win there, a club fighter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Mighty Tower of Power, the brand new album, baby, 50 years in the making, on the soul side of town.
I know a place where people reign true. The sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Cause I dig the vibe and I like the company.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Boxing is probably the highest regarded mixed martial art as far as professions are concerned. I mean, professional boxers make a whole lot more than professional mixed martial arts fighters. Maybe that'll change someday, but right now, that's not the way it is. And the world of boxing is a buzz, of course. Saturday night, Mikey Garcia going to 40-0, taking a walloping over, putting a walloping, beat down Robert Easton. Robert Easton is a pretty decent fighter coming in undefeated, so give Mikey his props. Of course, this sets up a fight with Errol Spence, which I think is ill-advised, but then again, I thought that maybe Duran moving up to 147 when I thought about it back in 1980 was a mistake. And, of course, Duran beat Leonard in the first fight, the only fight when they went prime to prime. Bottom line is, we're talking boxing. We go between the ropes. We go to Sin City and bring in my man, Johnny Signorella. John, hell of a weekend. Spence and Garcia as far as 147 pounds concerned. Is that biting off way too much?
Way, way, way too much. Garcia is a very good fighter. And last night he fought a bigger man. And he did a heck of a job in doing so. If you looked at Garcia last night, when's the last time you saw a smaller man, like, out-jab a bigger man and walk that man down and control distance?
Duran.
Totally negated. Yeah, there you go. Good comparison. Now, it's been a minute, though. You know, and Robert Easter last night, he couldn't throw a right hand. He had a good jab himself, but he couldn't throw that right hand off the jab. Credit to Garcia for smothering. Now, here's what's up. My man Spence is bigger, naturally a bigger man. He's going to end up at 154, maybe 160 one day. Completely different frame, a great skill set. I think Mikey Garcia seriously gets hurt, and I agree with you, ill-advised if he goes to 147 to take on Errol Spence.
Kell Brook, yep. Man, all I got to say is Kell Brook and Gennady Golovkin. That's all I got to say.
We spoke about that last week, and that ruined his career.
Well, it may have ruined his life. I mean, it broke bones in his face not once but twice. Anyway, Larry's got a point, though, and you're not making any money, and somebody says to you, guess what, we're going to give you a little bit extra money to take this risk. And it is a risk. I mean, any fight's a risk, especially when you move up in weight. So he was willing to take the risk. I hope he was handsomely rewarded, but probably fighters never make enough money. But Garcia and Spence, it could be the Duran Leonard of this generation.
Well, it certainly could. You know, I'm not saying that Garcia doesn't have a chance. I like the way the kid fights. I like his focus. You see his eyes in the ring on his opponent, man? It seems like he doesn't blink. Like, he's always in his moment where he's doing something, some kind of activity. And again, like we talked about TV-friendly fighters last week, he's got that kind of style. Now, it's not as crazy as some guys in the past, like in a Turo Gotti or something like that, but it's interesting enough where you're watching and he's keeping you entertained. And I think he could be competitive about, you know, with just about anyone.
Keep going back to Durant. He thinks, man, he thinks. He's thinking in that ring. He's walking you down. He's out-jabbing you. I mean, people laugh. I watched Roberto Durant out-jab Marvin Hagler. Here was a lightweight champion out-jabbing and popping right-hand leaves on the middleweight champion of the world.
No, he was a wonderful fighter, man. One of a kind. At his best, I mean, is he one of the greatest of all time? If not, I mean, like, you look at him and in some of his greatest fights, meaning Durant, I mean, he looked unbeatable.
Knocking down Barkley with a four-punch combination in February of 1989.
Yeah.
And he was late in his 30s, and it was 160 pounds. Man!
He was nasty, bro.
Hey, I remember Jersey was snowing that day. And I got into town. I wanted to go to the fight, obviously. I flew into town on a red eye. And they didn't have any, the train was out. The snow was so bad, the train was out or something like that. So I couldn't get on the train. So how am I going to get to Atlantic City? So I rented a four-wheel drive vehicle. It was the only one they had. And I went to the guy. I'm the only guy going down the Atlantic City Expressway in this four-wheel drive vehicle. But I got there.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. You know what? Trains to this day, Pedro, people are still waiting on those trains, man.
Snow or no snow,
Jersey trains are terrible.
Yeah, but I still think it was like 8 miles to the gallon. Anyway, well, now tell me about the rest of the weekend. This WBO 130-pound title fight, Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ito, how good is he?
What a slugfest, man. And another kid that's very focused in the ring at all times. And I was so happy that they aired this fight yesterday because I was really curious about him. I read about him a little bit. I saw clips on YouTube. But to watch him in such a war for 12 rounds against Chris Diaz, mm-hmm. who is a very, very good fighter. And, you know, he was giving it back just as he was getting it. But for Ito, I think he just, at 130, he looks like he's got some serious, serious crack there in his shots, in his power.
And you know, we need Asian superstars. We need them. Manny Pacquiao is really an American superstar to an extent because he made most of his money here in the States. But, I mean, you just need that part of the world. And these guys are hungry. You know, fighters from Asia, just like the fighters from Russia, I hate to use this same comparison, but when you have to wipe your butt with a rock or you have a choice of wiping your butt with a rock or toilet paper, you will fight your way out of the hood to get that toilet paper.
Well, that's what I love about Pacquiao's story, selling cigarettes and liquor on the street, whatever he was doing to save face. And that's why, like, he was so thin early in his career. He was hungry, poverty-stricken, you know, got floored early in his career by body shots, malnourishment, whatnot. And you see guys like that, you know, in any walk of life that could rise to prominence, like, and become a world champion and a household name. I mean, it's amazing. It seems right now that Asia's really popping off, not only in mixed martial arts, but also in boxing. And we're starting to get some good products out of there.
Lomachenko, the big loser last night?
Maybe. It depends on where he wants to go here. I mean, that's the fight I want to see. Give me that fight at 140, you know? Because they're talking Lomachenko against Crawford, too, and it's not much
different. But they're both at one. They could do this at 135. They're both fighting at 135. Now, if they wanted to put this together, it would be at 135. They could do it at 135. But then you have the, you know, the promoters, the clash of promoters, Bob Arum and Al Haymon, man. Sort of like water and, you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't work.
Oh, of course. Of course. If the money's there, they'll make it work.
How much?
Oof. It's got to be a good amount of money. It's got to show a lot of public interest and demand, which I'm not sure these guys are that kind of household name. I know a lot of people know Lomachenko because he's on, you know, ESPN SportsCenter a lot. His name's being thrown out in the universe as top pound for pound number one. I disagree with it. I do have him in my top five, you know. But for me, give it to me at 135, 140, you know. It's more realistic than for me to see Lomachenko against Crawford, who I think is just as bad of a dude as Errol Spence. I think both these kids could get seriously hurt in this fight, meaning Lomachenko and Garcia, if they move to 147 to face these guys.
Okay. Well, you know, Crawford's sort of like the – I guess he would be the guy to probably – since he's with Bob Arum and Lomachenko's with Bob Arum, that they'd probably put this fight together. But, you know, Crawford tells me he's never make a 140 again. And I told you about Crawford, man. I tried to beg him to go across the pond and fight Manny Pacquiao in the Philippines in front of a million people or in front of a sold-out indoor stadium. He just didn't want to do it. He wants to be a world champion, but he doesn't want to defend around the world.
a lot of guys don't like to travel, and this is why I like Lennox Lewis so much. He was a world champion, you know. He went to Africa, even though he lost. He still was willing to do it. And he represented not just Jamaica or Canada or America. Like, boxing, the biggest appeal to me is it's a global affair, you know. And I think I love all the cultures, all the personalities involved in this sport. And, you know, I know it's easier said than done. Again, I'm the guy on the couch drinking the beer watching this thing every week. But if I was a world champion, I would want to represent the world. I'd want to go and fight everywhere possible and have every experience possible.
Well, you know, Roy Jones didn't want to fight anybody. He wouldn't fight Dariusz Miszkoleski in Poland in front of like 50,000 people. And yet when he was knocked out and he was boxing rubble, he was willing to fight anybody anywhere in the world. Anyway, Johnny Siggs here, folks. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking mixed martial arts, boxing in particular. But at 40 minutes past the hour, we'll talk to UFC on Fox. That's right. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree sometimes, except in boxing. Rarely do sons equal the abilities of their fathers. And I guess on rare occasions, the sons eclipse the fathers, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. Currently, Conor Benn is an unbeaten welterweight out of the UK. Of course, his father was Nigel Benn, the man that all but killed Gerald McClellan in that fight, of course, of many, many years ago, back in the late 90s. And, of course, Nigel Benn, the Destroyer, great champion, 168, I think, and 175. He held two different divisions, I believe. But his son, Conor Benn, beat a guy last night over 10 rounds named Cedric Pinard, and Cedric put him down twice in a fight a couple fights back. So he got the gift a couple of fights ago. They gave him it this time. You know, why is it that, though, that fighters can't come close to their father? What is the story on that? You know, I mean, rarely, I can't think of too many kids that did better than their father. Can you?
It's a real interesting question, and I've thought about this before, and I really have no answer other than the fact that they're just not cut from that cloth. I think a lot of these fighters out there, like, say, for example, that have kids that fought, like Foreman or Frazier, right? Mm-hmm. They're cut from a different cloth, man. They come from the streets. And I'm not saying, I don't know how they raised their kids, but say those kids might have been spoiled or they're just not as hungry. Like, these guys came from some street-type living situations, like we were talking about with Pacquiao before. And I think that just makes a different type of man.
You mean like Chavez and Chavez Jr.? I mean, Chavez lived in...
100%.
Yeah, Chavez lived in a shack, and his kid was lived in the burbs.
That's 100%. And his kid's walking around. Remember the 24-7 Chavez in his underwear eating cereal, sleeping until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon? You think his father did that?
No, I remember him getting laid in the Forum locker room.
Oh, Chavez Sr.?
Chavez Jr.,
yeah, there you go. You know,
so wait. Before the fight.
No, that's no good.
Well, he did it. I mean, listen.
Knees, you know?
He got away. He did a lot of crazy stuff. What I'm trying to say is he was Chavez's kid. He sort of like he pushed the envelope as much as he could.
Well, that's the modern, you know, generation. Like, I hate to say these kids today, you know, now I'm sounding my age. But, you know, it's a different look. They're out there doing different things. They have different agendas and goals. And I think that historically, that's maybe the reason why, but I really can't put my finger on it, to be honest with you. I just think it's just that those guys just came from a different era, a different time, with different experiences.
Now, Shirley, okay, sure. Shirley's a little hot at me because I have said that women should fight 3-minute rounds instead of 2-minute rounds, and women are fighting 2-minute rounds now. I believe they have a choice. They can fight 2 or 3-minute rounds before the contract's signed. Do you think this should be, should women have a choice if they really want to be equal? Should they have a choice?
I think nowadays, absolutely. I'm going to tell you why. I like women's boxing nowadays. Back in the day, I really couldn't get into it. You get like cat fights and like slapping and whatnot. Mm-hmm. These girls could throw, bro. They got technique for days. And there's about a good like half dozen girls that I like watching. So I think at this point, because they're showing that they're responsible and they know their craft, let them fight 3 rounds if they want to fight.
No, you know what I'm trying to fight 2-minute rounds. You mean what I'm trying to say? Your game for the. Do you think the 2-minute rounds are more action packed?
Well, it definitely puts more action in there. But then again, it's like, what if it goes another minute? Maybe that action continues. Like, I just seen, like, a bunch of, like, you know, women fights over the past, like, year that I really thought were very entertaining. I mean, I'm sure that they know you got to pack it in. You know, you got 2 minutes to entertain and stuff like that. So maybe that's why.
Johnny, you and I, we box both 2-minute and 3-minute rounds. You know that's the separating the boys from the girls to an extent. I don't mean to knock girls, but you know what I'm talking about, man. Two minutes and three minutes. It's a 50% jump. And you know, you always work in 3-minute rounds in the gym. Sometimes we used to work 4 and 5 minute rounds, but you primarily work 3-minute rounds. But still, you know, going to a 3-minute round in combat from a 2-minute round is crazy. I remember one time I fought 45-second rounds as a kid. 45-second rounds.
I believe it. And I think one of the reasons why they go so hard is also they know, unfortunately, they're on the downside. You know, and men's boxing is obviously way more popular. So I think they're really trying to go out there and entertain, which I'm all about.
Okay, who's the most entertaining fighter in boxing right now, 2018?
Oof, really great question. It's hard to separate that from who I like the best. 140's got a couple good guys. Jose Ramirez comes to mind. Amir Imam, Regis Progre, like those cats. That's a really good division that surfaced. I think at his best, Triple G could be very compelling, but it's been a minute. So I'm going to throw those guys out there for right now.
Isn't he ready for the Just for Men crowd? I mean, you know, I'm talking about gray hair and that kind of good stuff. He's getting old, man.
Dude, what's with the picture that HBO puts up for his fights? His hair is so gray, he looks like Steve Martin, the actor. And they've been doing this for years. I'm like, man, they make Triple G look terrible here, you know? But no, he seems like he's aging. You had mentioned last week that you questioned the factual age, you know, and that's very possible.
It's easy to lie when you come from another country as far as your age is concerned. I mean, you just can't. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, I told you the Cubans were so guilty of that. I mean, I couldn't believe it. One guy said to me, he goes, so what if I lie about my age? Only my mother knows. See, that's just the way it was.
There
only
you go.
Only his mother knew. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, and we're talking MMA, particularly boxing right now, of course, with Johnny Sig of Las Vegas, Johnny Signorella. And John, pound for pound right now, is there a king in boxing?
I think we're even. I think we have A and B at number one. Crawford and Spence. Once they fight, hopefully soon.
Time out. How can you say Crawford based on beating up Mr. Horn? Mr. Horn was ordinary at best.
Yeah, he did give Pacquiao a tough fight, although I felt Pacquiao won. I think that was a little ridiculous. They gave it to Horn. I like what I see in Crawford. You know, I like the fact that he's got a bunch of different facets to his game, that he goes in and he boxes a little bit. He can change his look, southpaw to conventional. When he smells blood, he goes after you, and he's very capable of defending himself while doing so. So when I see like little things like that, attributes like that, it makes me very excited on a guy. I love Spence too. I mean, you can put Spence first if you want to, A or B.
There were three of us that all fought at around 130, 139, 147 pounds, and we all agree that it's just not a smart thing to do to move up in weight, man. It's just not. It's just, and people say, you know, week in and week out, he talks about weight. Well, let me tell you, the real fight in boxing for me was making weight and being strong. And that's what it was all about. I mean, because I could fight. It was all about making weight and being strong. If you didn't do it the right way, you went into a fight, you were drained, had no energy, guess what? You probably weren't going to win.
Absolutely. And anytime I sparred anyone, I peaked at 147 as far as weight, fought as low as 139. But we definitely sparred guys that were bigger, and it's a different game. Like, when you're playing above 147, 154 realm, you start to see different framed people, guys that just have bigger frames than you, more larger size frames, guys that are obviously taller than you are. And they can move you around a little bit easier. Even if you're outboxing them, they can control you physically. And people don't understand, man, 4, 3, 5 pounds, whatever, it does matter. It makes a difference.
But John, here's what's up. You know, in the gym, when you're fighting these bigger guys, these middleweights and guys like that, they're not giving you 100%, and you're not going at them 100%. So it's a whole lot different when you've got a guy going at you 100% that's either at your talent level or above.
That's why I'm saying, you know, for like guys like, you know, obviously they would be going 100% if Garcia and Lomachenko move up and stuff like that. But that's kind of why I want to see them at 140. Give me a look like right before that division. Let me see how you guys do against each other at that kind of weight so I can kind of see what's going on. Because that 140 to 147 jump, 7 pounds, man. And it's
8
a different
pounds.
Look,
yeah,
like
seven
you
pounds,
said right,
right
there.
It was 8 for me.
Yeah, 7
anyway,
pounds. Yep.
Question coming here, Johnny. This one looks like it's a Las Vegas call. How good is Oleg Youssef? The WBO guy. WBO's got all the belts now, right?
Are we talking about Usyk?
The light heavyweight, yeah.
The one that just won the... Yeah. Oh, dude, he's great. I got him in my top 10, man. Tremendous fighter. And pretty much cleaned out the weight class, you know. And are we talking about the guy that won the cruiserweight?
Yeah, but he cleaned out the weight class. He only got like 12, 13 fights, and he cleaned out the entire weight class.
Right. Now he's got to go up to heavyweight, you know.
No.
That just beat Gaziev, right?
No, you don't go to heavyweight, man. You just keep beating people. I think if you do that, you get destroyed, and I think you should do what Marvin Hagler did. Just stay at 160. I mean, just stay at the lighter weight, the 200 pounds. There's a big difference, man. I mean, we're talking 8 pounds. We're talking 35 or 40 pounds when you do that jump.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking about the good old Holyfield days when you could do that sort of thing.
Holyfield did it with the performance-enhancing drugs and Flintstone vitamins. There's nobody in the world
that
will say
that.
That's
my boy, man.
No, nobody will ever say that Evan Fields didn't do steroids. Come on. They delivered steroids to his house. Time out. They delivered steroids to his house, and he took a picture with the FedEx guy.
Man.
No, wait. I want to hear some denial here. He's grumbling in the back. John Signorella, Between the Ropes, of course, he is part of our scheme here on on Sundays here as far as the sports byline network's concerned. We're talking mixed martial arts and boxing. At 40 minutes past hour, I'm going to switch gears and talk about the UFC, of course, on Fox this past Saturday night, coming to us from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and drawing 10,000 people and doing $1.3 million as far as the gate is concerned. Now, Joshua's going to fight Povetkin. Is Povetkin a live underdog against Joshua?
Without the Flintstone vitamins, maybe not. But, you know, we got a situation where I believe that Joshua has a hard time against shorter opponents like we saw with Carlos Takam. So I don't think he's really a serious threat, but I think that it could be a pretty frustrating night for him. Now, we're starting to play with that fire where it's like this is that big fight with Wilder. I mean, if one of these guys lose the fight, I mean, so much is off the table and all the focus goes to Tyson Fury, you know, and who he could fight. Say if Wilder gets past Dominic Brazil, which is a tough fight too. Brazil's only lost to Anthony Joshua, and he's got some power. So right now these guys are playing with some fire and jeopardizing that super fight.
Johnny Sigg's our guest, folks. We're talking boxing between the ropes from Las Vegas. Johnny Sigg will be back with us in about 57 minutes past hour to talk about what we're doing on YouTube. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. The text line, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Another flawless performance and appearance, Mr. Signorella.
Thank you so much, Pedro. I love being on, my brother.
All the best. We'll talk in a bit. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts, baby. USC on Fox right after the break. Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The Mitsubishi Motors Summer Season Pass sales event. That's 0% financing for 72 months and no payments for 90 days on select models. Take the all-new 2018 Eclipse Cross with its striking design and advanced technology. Start a road trip with up to 7 passengers in the 2018 Outlander. Or be adventure-capable and energy-efficient with the all-new 2018 Outlander PHEV. Hurry into your local Mitsubishi Motors dealer. Exciting offers end July 31st. Special financing and option of deferred payment available through Ally Financial. Subject to approved credit and insurance. Price, terms, and vehicle availability may vary. May not combine with factory cash rebates. See your participating dealer for details. Offer valid from July 6th through July 31st, 2018.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
40 minutes past the hour. This is the Mightiest Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we broadcast from the City by the Bay. Some call it the City by the Gay. Bottom line is we love it here in the City by the Bay. San Francisco, California is where I'm born and raised. And I am proud to be able to say, I can't afford to live here. Nobody can. Believe me, you can't. If you make 100 grand, you're considered lower income here in San Francisco. That is the honest truth. I kid you not. You are tuned to Sports Byline. We're talking MMA. UFC on Fox last night. Let me get to that, of course. The main event, my good-looking lightweight. I'm talking about Dustin Poirier, man. Looking pretty good here. Dustin, of course, knocked out the former champion Eddie Alvarez in the second round, 405 in. Good-looking fighter is Dustin Poirier. What can I say about Dustin negatively? Not too many things. I mean, he's got all that it takes to be a champion because in the world of mixed martial arts, you know, things change so quick as far as MMA is concerned. You get knocked out, you get choked out, you get submitted. Some guy wants to twist your arm off, tries to rip your arm off, something like that. Win on points or disqualification. I go on and on. There's a multitude of ways to win and or lose in the world of mixed martial arts. That's why it's so hard for guys to maintain a legacy or to build a legacy, per se. And I've been ripped for this. I think somebody ripped me and said that I said that the heavyweight champion record in the UFC was only 2 defenses, but it was actually 3 defenses, so I stand corrected there. So whoever spanked me on that Facebook text, thank you for sending that, but the bottom line is I do read them all, and some of them are entertaining, some are not. Dustin Poirier went over Eddie Alvarez. Now, of course, Dustin keeps his career alive as far as a lightweight contender is concerned. And the co-feature, Jose Aldo. Call him Scarface, baby, the former featherweight champion of the UFC. I mean, he was like an iconic fighter. He was like, he won, I forget what the other title he had, but he had a title before it was the UFC title. And, of course, he was the only UFC featherweight champion at one point in time. And, you know, I mean, he brought it. He just brought it. He had a multitude of skills. He could do just about anything. He could strike. He could take you down. I mean, he could wrestle a bit. I mean, Jose Aldo was an accomplished fighter, but he got old. And he got stiff, and he got tough making 145. Then he tried to go to 155, and that wasn't the best remedy for that. So he went back to 145. At 145, he struggled. Last night, he knocked out Jeremy Stephens in the first round. But I thought that by having the weigh-in an extra, I think it's 17 or 18 hours earlier than they usually do, I think that was for Jose Aldo, for nobody else. Because Jeremy Stephens, all, you know, God bless you, Jeremy, but I can't figure the UFC looking at you as nothing more than fodder and or a journeyman looking to build back the reputation of Jose Aldo. And that's just what they did last night with the first-round knockout. 419 in, baby. Jose Aldo, Scarface, coming back in the game. Joanna Jay was the winner. She won on a decision over Tecia Torres. Of course, that was 30-27, meaning 3-0 as far as the rounds were concerned. And Alexander Hernandez beat somebody by the name of Oliver Abi Mercer. And that was a unanimous nod across the board in a 3-round fight. Of course, the main events as far as the UFC and title fights are concerned are 5 rounds. This was a 5-round main event between Dustin Poirier and Eddie Alvarez. Was I entertained? Anytime Dustin fights, I'm usually entertained, no doubt about it. Jordan Mayne was a winner on the undercard. Hakeem Duwoto was a winner on the undercard. Aizen Makahek-Vec. Tried that one, man. He was a winner, as was Ion Kodolaba. So I'm not trying to destroy the names here. This is the way it is. These names are tough. John Marchesi was a winner. And Dustin Ortiz scored a nice head kick, a knockout, head kick and punches, 1 minute in over Matthias Nicolai. I thought that was a pretty good fight on the UFC undercard. That was on UFC's Fight Pass. If you don't have Fight Pass, You can't watch all the UFC fights because they put these fights on Fight Pass, or you can seal them off the internet, one or the other. What I'm trying to tell you is if you're a UFC freak, you might want to get the Fight Pass. Now, other things happening as far as the UFC is concerned, we'll get to the upcoming matches concerned, but last night at Ryzen 11, Japanese MMA star, they call him an icon over there. I'm talking about Takanori Gomi, now 35-15, scored his first win since 2014. That's right. Hasn't won a fight in 4 years. Not a good thing. But then again, it came over the a former UFC guy, Melvin Gillard. Melvin Gillard coming in with that formidable record, 32-19. No surprise he left 32-20, is it? Come on. I mean, if you're sitting there looking at the program, you're saying to yourself, I wonder who's going to win this fight here. One guy's lost 20 times. Probably going to lose. Yeah, anyway, pretty convincing that Melvin Gillard probably was going to win that one. Anyway, it was his eighth loss in a row for Gillard. I guess is coming by TKO. Man, five of those fights coming by TKO. The bottom line is Gomi's a veteran of Shooto and Pride. Gomi's UFC debut, of course, came in 2010 against current analyst. Remember Kenny Florian and went back and forth. Of course, the Fireball Kid dropped about with a third-round referee stopped the contest. Bottom line is Gomi would fight for the UFC another 12 times over a seven-year period before being dumped and sent packing. Of course, now he's doing his thing with Ryzen, and last night he was winner. More power to him. Good to see the AAA aspect of MMA stepping up. I think there's got to be a lot of AAAs out there. There's a whole lot. Listen, if there's 8,000 dojos and MMA studios across the country, 8,000 gyms, something like that, come on. There's got to be a lot of fighters out there, okay? And I think fighters that haven't been tapped into yet. You know, we see a lot of mixed martial arts fighters are from Asia, from Russia, and this and that. Of course, Khabib being the guy now at 155, the lightweight champion. Ooh, man, Khabib is a monster. And now Conor McGregor. Remember my buddy Conor McGregor? Of course, he and his lawyer, they got out of a beef this week. And, of course, Conor threw some bottles or threw some bricks at a bus and some glass got in people's eyes and people got hurt. But, of course, he wasn't going to jail. He's Conor McGregor. So he got off this week, some type of probation. I don't know what they're going to do. But he worked out a deal with the New York City authorities, so he's not going to spend any time in the slam. But they tell me he's going to sign to fight Khabib. I'll believe it when I see it, because I don't think Conor McGregor's got the stones, the intestinal fortitude, to want to get in there with Khabib. Khabib is 25-0. He's bigger. He's stronger. There's nothing that Conor McGregor does, maybe except punch. And I don't know if that's the truth, true either. But maybe he can punch harder than Khabib as far as throwing a straight shot's concerned. But I don't know. I mean, I think Conor's a big underdog here. And, of course, Conor, the rage of the world of mixed martial arts after going 10 rounds with boxing icon Floyd Mayweather. And here's something, an answer coming in. This comes to us from Pittsburgh. And the guy says, hey, you were talking about a son being better than the father. What about Floyd Mayweather? Yeah, all right. Me and Johnny missed that one. You're right. Floyd Mayweather Jr., a whole lot better than Floyd Mayweather Sr. Then, of course, Floyd Mayweather Sr. went to jail for crack distribution, got lit up by Ray Leonard. They said he was an underdog, a live underdog versus Ray Leonard. Man, Ray Leonard went out there and Sugar Ray Leonard almost killed Floyd Mayweather. Sugar Ray Leonard almost killed a lot of guys early on. Man, he really did. I can think of that fight with Andy Price. Some of you might remember that great soul singer from Motown, Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye managed this fighter named Andy Price. Andy Price had beaten two former world champions. Okay, so Andy Price went into the fight with Ray Leonard and lasted about 35 seconds. Back to the world of mixed martial arts. Straight up, UFC on Fox 30, of course, a success as far as TV is concerned, and a live gate of 10,000 people, meaning about $1.3 million as far as the gate is concerned. Listen, that'll pay the bills, no doubt about it. The UFC? Am I impressed as far as the overall talent base is concerned? I've talked about that before. It's lacking. And why is it lacking? I think because of the fact that, they've gotten into that plantation type of thing. And when you run in a plantation, things just aren't fair and people don't want to do things. And you're forcing guys to take fights they probably don't want to take. And if you don't want to take it, guess what? You're out. And if you're out with Dana White, it's sort of like being out with President Trump. You don't want to be out with this guy. You're on the outs with him. I mean, he calls you all kinds of names on TV. Basically, that's what Dana White does. In fact, I thought that President Trump had taken a page from Dana White on how to insult people and how to look like a dummy, because they both do it, and they both do it quite often, and they do it with unabashed. I mean, there's no shame involved anyway at all. Anyway, next up on the UFC 227, is it an event worth paying for? It's a pay-per-view event, folks. Of course, on top, the world bantamweight champion, the two-time champion, T.J. Dillashaw, formerly of Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, California. Of course, he and the California kid, Uriah Faber, they were kin. They were sleeping on each other's couch and that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, not anymore. Anyway, of course, T.J. Dillashaw going to Denver, Colorado, signing with a group there and took his act there. And, of course, he lost the title. Then he regained the title. But now he's going to defend the title against the champion, the former champion that he beat, Cody Garbrandt. Garbrandt's a bad dude. In fact, I thought Garbrandt was going to win this fight going away. Why? He never lost. I mean, he had never lost before. He was undefeated. And I didn't think he was going to lose. I really didn't. And he says, you know, hey, I made a mistake. And you know, and TJ capitalized on it. So that's what you're supposed to do. And that's what I keep saying time and time again. It is so hard to remain undefeated or to get a fight streak going as an MMA fighter because there's so many different ways to win, especially if the talent level is equal to and around your levels. Because, you know, on any given night, you can get beat by a guy that's your level or a little bit better or maybe a little bit less, depending on how much you brought to the dance. A lot of times, you don't bring it all. A lot of fighters know that, man. You don't bring everything to the dance, and it shows during the dance. Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, of course, the world flyweight champion, is 125 pounds. He's been, like, untested for so long. He's been so dominant a champion. He just doesn't get my props, so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with the guy. And it's not a size thing or a racist thing, anything like that. I don't know what it is, but Demetrius Johnson and me, somehow I just don't get off on Mighty Mouse's fights. Anyway, I will get off on this one, though, because he's taking on Henry Cejudo. Henry Cejudo is a former 2008 Olympic bronze medalist as a wrestler. When he fought Demetrius Johnson the first time around, he was a bit green behind the ears. He was a rookie. I think he only had one or two fights in the UFC. Anyway, this time he comes in with a pretty good MMA resume now. It's built up. He's got the experience. He's wanted this fight with Demetrius Johnson. A couple of his past wins, he's called Demetrius Johnson out ringside or octagon side. And guess what? He's got the fight. This is going to be the co-feature for this. Two title fights on top. The bantamweight and flyweight title, of course, USC rocking and rolling. Man, this is big money as far as UFC is concerned. I mean, it is as far as a pay-per-view. Because think about this. I tried to explain this to you before. If a pay-per-view goes for $10, the UFC gets $5 and the cable company gets $5. So for every pay-per-view the UFC sells at $70, they're getting $35. Start thinking about that when you start multiplying by, say, 1 million homes or 500,000 homes or something like that. Anyway, TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt, not expected to draw huge numbers. Of course, that'll be at the Staples Center in L.A., California, August the 4th. Not expected to draw big numbers on the pay-per-view schedule. Pay-per-view end, but I think they will do well as far as the live events concerned down there at the Staples. If it doesn't sell out, it will be very close to a sellout. MMA, hot in the City of Angels, L.A. Now, the rest of this card, I don't know. It's tough to get up for some of these fights, man, because, you know, Thiago Santos, a little long in the tooth, taking on Kevin Holland. Pollyanna Viana, a woman strawweight fighter. She's taking on J.J. Aldrich. That's the female fight. Obviously, Cub Swanson, pretty good UFC favorite. Always an entertaining fight. He's taking on Renato Molcano. That's on the UFC main card. The prelim card is going to be on Fox Sports 1. Pedro Munhoz and Brett Jones and Ricky Simeone. And Beth Correa is on that card. Women's bantamweight taking on Ryan Aldana. But outside of that, is this worth $70? I mean, that's what you got to think. Is this worth $70? Is TJ Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt and Demetrius Johnson and Henry Cejudo worth $70? Me being a big MMA fan, would I spend $70 on that? No. I'm cheap. No, I'm not cheap. I throw my money around like you wouldn't believe, okay? But I'm trying to, somehow, I just feel a reluctance to want to pay for this $70. So I'd probably go to sports bar or something like that and watch it up either on Broadway or Ricky Sports here over in San Leandro. I'm telling you, I just don't, even though I want to see Henry fight, and I think Henry's a good fighter, this and that, the draw is not there. The draw is not there. To spend $70 cold cash, you got to give me something. I think I need a little pay-per-view Viagra to buy this one on UFC, as far as UFC 227 is concerned, as far as buying it on pay-per-view is concerned. I think I need some pay-per-view Viagra, and I ain't taking none. You're tuned to Sports Byline, talking mixed martial arts, baby, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yeah.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are doing our things 24-7 now on YouTube.com, courtesy of John Signorella. And Johnny, what's happening with this YouTube page? Talk to me.
All you got to do is search for Ring Talk. I posted the show from last week starting Sunday. I did yesterday's show last night. I'm going to do today's show as soon as it's sent my way. And you can get all the content that we provide at Ring Talk on YouTube.
Okay, and so YouTube sort of, this is going to expand us to a different world. What about iTunes? We were on iTunes for a while. Do we need to delve back into the world of iTunes?
Absolutely. Right now, podcasts in particular for combat sports are popping off heavy, heavy presence on iTunes. YouTube. And make sure you guys subscribe to us on YouTube as well.
Yeah, because we had a huge presence on iTunes, I thought, for years. And for the network, for you to tell me we weren't on the network, I was like mind-blown when I told the network president the other day, man, what's happening to iTunes? He goes, I don't know. Anyway, so we'll work into that. Anyway, bottom line is YouTube.com. Search for Ring Talk and Johnny Sig and the crew come up.
Yes, it'll come right up for you, Pete.
Good enough, man. Straight up, anything on TV next week as far as boxing is concerned?
Oh, yeah, man, we're rolling. You know, what a busy summer. Great summer we're having. Kovalev and Alvarez coming up on HBO. Believe it or not, HBO doing another card. I might pass out.
Yeah, you know? But HBO keeps going with the same guy, though, Kovalev. What's happening
with
that?
That's all they got. They're very limited right now.
Extremely limited?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. HBO's stable is not anywhere near what it used to be. I don't think their budget's as heavy as it used to be either.
Good point. Johnny Sig, we'll see you next week. Thanks for the YouTube stuff.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete.
the genius from Sin City, folks. I'm talking about Mr. John Signorella live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You didn't know that already, okay? We've been doing this a while, 34-plus years now. I thank you so much for tuning in because, you know, you could be anywhere in this entire world right now, but you listen to this show. So I thank you so much, and that comes from the bottom of my heart. Until next time, don't forget, Ring Talk. Search for it on YouTube. Listen to this show, some prior shows straight up. We got it rocking and rolling, YouTube and Ring Talk. Live, baby. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.